News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, we like to say. And by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the AM, FM range of WVNN, which is pretty hard to do because that means you're pretty much out of North Alabama and South Tennessee, well, just know that you can go online no matter where you are in the whole wide world. Just go, I mean, it's literally on your phone, on your device, on your desktop at work, whatever the case may be. Just go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. That's our official website for the show. And right on there, you will find a place that says Listen Live. You click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So that's why we have folks that call in from all over. I mean, literally, call in from all over, out of state, down in South Alabama. We got folks that listen down in Wetumpka, down in Mobile. We got people over. We got our buddy Jerome in Rome. We got Jeff from Indiana. We got people up in Virginia, out in Texas. I know down in Mississippi. Florida. Anyway, all said and done, folks, we got a huge following that's not even related to the AM/FM. They follow us online. And you can also find all the podcasts there that we've been talking about the last few days. We hit more than 20,000. We're at 20,100 plus now downloads since yesterday. And so that's big doings for us. And we love it. And it's because of y'all. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, first part of the Triple Dipper, the woke whack-a-mole. So Charlene last night, she does this all the time. We'll sometimes even be in the same room, and I'll get a text message and realize there's her sitting on the couch texting me stories that she's looking at on her phone. And that's because I've got a sweet wife who is as much, if not more, politically astute than me a lot of times. She'll see a storyline, and more than once, she has added content to this show. And so last night, she sent me one. It was Laura Logan. In this case, she sent me a text message, like a screenshot of Laura Logan on Twitter. Laura Logan, investigative reporter, often contributes on Fox, but she's an independent, I believe, and I really like her stuff. She'll call it like she sees it, and she'll go there to see it, if you know what I mean. But Laura Logan tweeted out this screenshot of a call for parents to go to the Fredericksburg, Texas, not Virginia, but Fredericksburg, Texas school district. It's called the ISD, the Independent School District, and be there to address the school board's intent to make shower and bathroom facilities gender neutral. Yes, you heard me. So I'm doing the first section here on what Charlene referred to as the whack-a-mole. It's you think you've got it fixed somewhere, and then it's like playing whack-a-mole. They pop up somewhere else. And I told her, I said, I'm probably going to use that for the show. And she said, go right ahead. So full credit to the lovely Charlene. But the woke whack-a-mole is the first part of my triple dipper for the day. And I got a stack of stuff, y'all. I mean, I got the paper. I got the highlights on it. There's stories. I mean, what I had to finally do as I got into this was I had to basically stop resourcing the show because it never ended. There was always one more story. And I look at this, and it's exactly like what Charlene said. It's like whack-a-mole. And, you know, so the fight's not going to be over. We're going to win in 2022 midterm elections. I believe that. I really do believe that, by the way. I think it's almost a given we will take back the House, if nothing else, because the number of Democrats that have chosen to retire and leave their seats open at a very unrestful time for the Democrat Party. But I think there's a very good chance we'll also take the Senate. That's in D.C. I think there's, you know, every reason to believe, nothing tells me otherwise in the whole wide world, that Alabama's legislature is going to somehow lose the majority Republican control. Although I wish they'd be more conservative. Nonetheless, we got some good men and women down there who are holding the line. And we have a good attorney general who I believe is going to get reelected. So that to say, I believe that we're going to be in a better position to combat all this wokeness that we're seeing everywhere in a variety of capacities. But dang, Charlene is right. It is whack-a-mole. I mean, it's like, all right, we beat it down over there in Virginia. Wham, Texas. Wham, Alabama. Wham, up in, you know, Minnesota. And you're playing whack-a-mole constantly. Well, you can't get tired of it. You got to keep going. By the way, speaking of which, breaking news. Right now, I'm looking. I've got multiple websites open on the computer here in the studio. One of which is Fox. Story at the top of the banners right now, broken just in the last few hours. Education Secretary Cardona. That's the U.S. Education Secretary. That's Biden's appointee to the Department of Education. Secretary Miguel Cardona. It has just come out. Had actually solicited that letter from the National School Board Association, the one that's compared parents to domestic terrorists. Yeah, the administration tried to distance themselves from that. Oh, we wouldn't be a part of that. Oh, we wouldn't be part of that. We would never launch the Department of Justice against parents who just simply exercise their First Amendment rights. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't call for that kind of thing. Well, emails have surfaced in regards to a Freedom Information Act request that show that the letter was written calling parents domestic terrorists by the National School Board Association at the request of Secretary Cardona. Funny how that never came out. But there you go. By the way, this is the same Secretary Cardona who, in days past, when he was a state school superintendent, literally in a memorandum said he was trying to get woke policies implemented. His words, woke policies implemented. And now he is Biden's appointee, already confirmed, to the U.S. Department of Education, soliciting the National School Board Association to write letters so they can get the Department of Justice going on parents who are labeled as domestic terrorists. Wokeness, everywhere you look, it's like woke whack-a-mole. Well, I got more of that when we get back. I got a bevy of them, a whole cornucopia, if you will, a plethora. A veritable buffet of wokeness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We are glad you are with us. We are here 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And by the way, if you ever miss a section of the show, all you got to do is go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and download part of the podcast. And because Copper breaks them down, I like to say that Copper does all the in-house work, and then Birdman works in the outhouse. So Copper will segment the show, get them all broken down into pieces, like, you know, interviews or the Right Side Way segment or Copper's Corner or whatever. And then sends them to basically get uploaded by Birdman onto the website in podcast form, and you can download them there. And we got a lot of folks that do that, apparently. So that's very cool. Those are on our website, rightsideradio.org. Hey, so I'm doing the first part of the Triple Dipper for today's show on the woke whack-a-mole. So the woke game of whack-a-mole, like you fight back over here, boom, they pop up over there. You go over there, boom, they pop up to your right. Boom, back in the left, boom. Okay, you get it. I'll start this. Before I even get into all the paper that I printed out, easy one is right before I came on the show, I saw one of the guys, a liberal guy that trolls me on Twitter occasionally, and I couldn't help it. I actually thought, in fact, it was kind of funny because I saw the post, and I thought it was a joke, and then I realized after I had clicked like that it was him, so I realized, oh no, it's not a joke, he's serious. Okay, so I went ahead and put a little post on there to make sure he didn't think that my like meant that I liked what he said. I thought it was funny. Here's what he posted. It's just a meme kind of thing, and it says, "Why cisgender people should share their pronouns too." Huh. Okay, so remember again, there's a thing called the English language, and there's supposed to be grammatical context to things like pronouns. You know, like when to use them, when not to use them, how they're supposed to be used. But no, if you're liberal, you can reconstrue the English language to be whatever you need. You know what's possible? It's possible now for a person to identify as they, them. I don't know how that works. I have no idea how that works. How could a person be a they, them? I'm pretty sure that means you have multiple personality disorder and we need to look inside your head. But yeah. And if you have to ask for my pronouns, then something's wrong. Just saying. What's your pronoun, Phil? Well, I'm a guy. So yeah. But anyway, what he posted here was why cisgender people should share their pronouns too. Oh, this is interesting. Here's the explanation. Transgender non-binary and non-cisgender people often include their pronouns into their bios so others will know how to refer to them. Okay. Now, if only our transgender and non-binary friends and family share their pronouns, they can be targeted by transphobic people. What that means is if you're someone who shares your pronouns, that means you believe in that certain, direction for life. So you've shared your pronouns. People like me who believe sharing your pronouns is ridiculous, we don't share our pronouns. Therefore, it leaves them exposed because they did share their pronouns. Oh, no! Now they could get targeted. So the answer to this, of course, is they say, if cisgender, which apparently I'm cisgender, I guess, if cisgender people start participating in pronoun sharing, it will help create a safer and more comfortable world for our transgender and non-binary friends and family. Shut the heck up. If you don't want to get targeted, don't share your stinking freaking fake pronouns. How about that? Woke whack-a-mole. Number two on the woke whack-a-mole. Picked this up from National Review, dated yesterday. Remember last week when I told you that, lo and behold, the University of Memphis in conservative Tennessee, the public university, University of Memphis, was going to pay teachers $3,000 additional stipend if they would include equity, diversity, inclusion, and social justice teachings into their curriculum. Oh, so like if you're taking, I don't know, English 101 or, college algebra, you can get $3,000 extra if you can find a way to include diversity, equity, inclusion, and social justice into the University of Memphis's curriculum on those topics. Well, the University of Memphis has scrapped those plans. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and Senator Marsha Blackburn. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee told the Washington Free Beacon that he contacted University of Memphis after reading about the program, which would have included those things I told you about. And he informed them that his office did not agree with that at all, and he has been informed now the initiative will not go forward. Senator Marsha Blackburn echoed the sentiment, saying taxpayer dollars should not be used to fund a woke social justice agenda. Well, they whacked that mole, but I got news. It's just one of many. So keeping the theme going, the woke whack-a-mole, National Review again. National Review says the folks at NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, you know, that major network that hardly anybody watches, the NBC suggests there may be, quote, very little evidence of gender performance gaps in swimming. Okay, I got stuff on this. In fact, I got several stuffs on this. But the, one of the major stories right now in NCAA sports is not who won last night in the national championship. By the way, wow, Georgia, what happened? I know all you Bammers, hang on a second. You're still there. It's going to come back. But anyway, one of the big things happening in the NCAA right now is whether or not transgender athletes can compete. In this case, typically what we're talking about is the disparity created by a biological male competing against females, in this case, swimming. And this particular swimmer at University of Penn was dominating women's sports despite being born a biological male. And the NCAA has set standards like as long as your hormone levels are down to a certain level, it's okay. Never mind the fact that your muscle structure and everything else may still say man. And so this Leah Thomas, see, I did the same thing NBC did. Leah Thomas is the name taken now by this trans swimmer who is competing against women, even though he was born a biological male, been dominating the sport, like setting new records. People celebrating the new women's swimming records. They're really not. They were set by a biological male. Well, during the segment on NBC, they went on to say 10 states have recently passed some kind of a bill banning trans athletes from participating in youth sports. However, that was completely incorrect. What those states, which I believe includes Alabama, have done is ban biological males from competing against women. Because there's a thing called Title X in federal law that says that women's sports should be given a level of equality. All right? And that doesn't do it when you allow men to compete against women. Well, let's take that a little further. So interesting thing has been happening. Parents are beginning to speak out about this. Story I got here off of a website called OutKick.com. I saw it in several places, but this was one of the best ones that I found, just because it had expanded content. But OutKick.com said yesterday that parents who were attending these meets, whose daughters were also swimming against or alongside this Leah Thomas, are just, they're at the point, they're like, the NCAA has got to change these policies and find a way. One parent says, find a way for transgender women to compete without trampling all over biological women, please. All right. So this past weekend, though, it got even a little more strange. So first of all, in late December, Erica Brown, who is a gold medalist from the Tokyo Games, she came out and spoke out against Leah Thomas and other transgender swimmers competing against biological females. And she said, quote, "We cannot allow transgender females to compete against biological women. A biological male goes through male puberty. Even when she is transitioned, she still has the physiology of a male," and goes on to say several things about the fact that estrogen blockers and things like that don't change that dynamic. And they don't. All right. That being said, you know what happened this weekend? Okay. New York Post. New York Post, dated January 8th. This is this past weekend. "The University of Pennsylvania's transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas," the same one I was referring to, "was defeated by another transgender swimmer," except, and I had to, by the way, I had to read this and try to wrap my head around it. So you've got, what happened is, you've got Leah Thomas, who is a male transitioning to female, competing in women's sports, against Isaac Hennig, which is a female transitioning to male, but still competing in women's sports. Yes, that's exactly what I just said. Some of you out there are shaking your head. Some of you are saying, did he say that? Yes, he did. So Leah Thomas got beaten after winning hands down in several meets. She lost in both the 100 and 400-yard freestyle races against Isaac Hennig, who was transitioning from female to male. I look at this and go, what in God's name is going on? Okay, woke whack-a-mole continues. You know what? I didn't mean for this entire segment to be on transgender issues, but I'll tell you what, I got one more, and then we'll move on to other stuff like critical race theory and vaccine mandates and stuff like that. But here's one more, just so you know. If you think for a second the issue of transgender bathrooms is not going to happen, it's happening everywhere, all right? And there are 23 states right now. So this gives you an idea how polarized we are. You've heard me talk about how multiple states have lined up against the vaccine mandates, and multiple conservative states have lined up against, you know, other policies by the Biden administration. Well, there are multiple Democrat states, liberal states, that are fighting just the opposite. And in this case, an organization, you know what, I don't even know if it's a website, a news site or what, but I found the summary of the court battle off of some website called BillyPenn.com. I might want to double check who I'm going and referencing through. But nonetheless, I just highlighted the facts of it. Transgender bathroom fight. Attorney General Shapiro of Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania's version of Steve Marshall. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania, A.G. Shapiro, has added the state of Pennsylvania as one of the parties backing a trans high school graduate who sued his public school for forbidding him from using the boys' bathroom. When I say forbidding him from using the boys' bathroom, keep in mind, he was born a biological female who wanted to use the men's room. You see what I'm saying? And he was denied by his school district, and he sued the school district, and it's going up through multiple layers of appeal. And so multiple states are now filing in on it, to include Pennsylvania, which recently added it through their own attorney general. Copper, take us to a break. I got more woke stuff here than I'm ever going to be able to get to. How do I possibly play this much whack-a-mole with the wokeness in the time I have remaining? Well, we will do all that we can. And coming up top of the hour, former State Senator Paul Sanford, now a congressional candidate here in House District 5, is going to be on the show, 3 p.m. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Copper, I just saw your note there on the woke whack-a-mole on the board. You like that, huh?
Is that a good yes, clever.
Well, I give all credit to Charlene, so I will. But anyway, nonetheless, I'm proud to use it. Hey, finishing up the woke whack-a-mole piece before we get to the top of the hour, let me just run a few more by you. Variety of capacities here that I could, by the way, there's a whole story up on Fox. I just saw it during the break. I'll go back to this real quick. The title of it is Males Are Erasing Women's Blood, Sweat, and Tears from Sports. So that story wasn't even up when I started the show, but apparently my resourcing was on target. Here's a change though. It's still the woke whack-a-mole. How about this one? Story on Fox. This case, Seattle lost 170 police officers in 2021. This story's datelined yesterday. Seattle lost 170 police officers in 2021, and more are prepared to leave amid the vaccine mandates. Yeah, golly, bump. And in fact, and since the beginning of 2020, when the George Floyd protests and all that, they've lost 350 officers total in Seattle. This is the same community that has gone through massive levels of civil unrest, protests, but then also at the same time seeing no support from their leadership at all. And they've basically, the officers have had it. A guy named Miles Solon, president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, told Fox News the department staffing levels are off the charts and dangerous for the community. So when you combine defund the police, which they were all about that in Seattle, when you combine that with a lack of support for the men and women in blue, and then on top of that, you have the vaccine mandates being thrust upon them. They are wondering why they're down 350 officers in a dangerous situation for the community of Seattle. Well, it's because wokeness is out there. But how about wokeness in New York City? There's always wokeness in New York City. Always. Always going to be new wokeness in New York City. But here's a storyline. I got this one off the Daily Mail. Daily Mail. Former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton slams the woke new Manhattan DA. Have you heard about this guy? The new Manhattan DA is literally downgrading crimes himself. Now, he doesn't make the laws. His job is to enforce them. By the way, I've got an entire segment of tomorrow's show prepared on that topic. However, this particular individual, his name is Alvin Bragg, District Attorney, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, is being said to be, quote, handcuffing the police. And George Soros is who gave him $1 million for his race. Go figure. So George Soros funded the liberal prosecutors in Los Angeles, San Francisco, several others. And now he's also funded successfully, apparently, District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has taken it upon himself to literally recently downgrade burglary, armed robbery, and drug deals from felonies to misdemeanors. How does that work? How does the DA allowed to just set law? Now, I understand people can plead down. I understand you can find lesser included offenses. I understand you can make a plea deal. But nonetheless, when you get these woke DAs doing this kind of stuff, this is what tears communities apart. And the fact that George Soros is doing this nationwide, I'm just saying, it's dangerous territory. Running around a little bit more on wokeness, critical race theory, story off of Fox again on this one. Critical race theory, related ideas found in mandatory programs at more than 230 colleges and universities nationwide. Oh, look at that. There's a website you can go to. Where is it called? Criticalrace.org. Criticalrace.org compiles all the research from all of like 500 different colleges and universities. and finds that over 236 of them have some form of mandatory student training or coursework or ideas related to critical race theory. There's 149 of them have mandatory faculty or staff training. 138 have mandatory school-wide curricular requirements. Things like quote-unquote anti-racism, equity, implicit bias, and critical race theory. By the way, implicit bias means it's natural. It's implicit in what you said or did or didn't do. But it's not just, like I said, not just for the teachers. Western Carolina University is requiring their resident advisors in the dorms to attend woke gender unicorn training. Gender unicorns! Gotta love you some gender unicorn. In a class titled Rainbow 101, they were shown a picture of a gender unicorn outlining all the various gender identities and gender expressions, along with a video titled Human Sexuality is Complicated. It's really not. One plus one, male and female. That ain't complicated. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we got my friend, State Senator, former State Senator Paul Sanford, running for Congress. He'll be on the show. Be right back.